Sid Roth has spent over 40 years
Is there an answer, a guide, a blueprint
that reveals what you need to know
to survive, to stand, and
prevail in view of
what's coming in the days ahead? Could a 3,000-year-old calendar of appointed days provide the secret to the most dramatic year of our lives, even ordaining a plague, a national lockdown, the days of fire, and the changing of the Supreme Court? What does the future hold? Is America heading for calamity? Is there hope? Have we been given a last chance? Is it possible to change history? And is there a blueprint for what you need to know to survive and stand with regard to what is yet to come? Even a guide to the end time.
Welcome, Ruach HaKodesh, Spirit of the Living God, the same Shekhinah glory that accompanied my Jewish people for 40 years in the wilderness, is in this studio right now. And I am so grateful because many will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, will see the presence of the Holy Spirit. My guest, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, has authored 7 stunning New York Times bestsellers. Now, he really goes into explosive realms and will reveal what he has long held back. Jonathan, give us a brief overview of the Josiah Manifesto, your brand new book.
Yeah, this book is, I believe, one of the biggest and most important things I could have ever written. It is a prophetic symphony, a puzzle. The reality of the God of the Bible in our time, I mean, not general, but exact. I mean, moving events that we didn't even realize, and it's all going to come together. There's going to be mysteries upon mysteries that all come together that are going to open up a final mystery, which is, what do we need to know for the future? A blueprint, an answer, a guide for the end times. That is the Josiah Manifesto.
You know, I've asked you this before, but I have to ask you this again. The things you come up with, they're not things you've copied from other teachers. They are things hidden in the Bible. How do you come up with these things? How?
That's a good question. It's only God. I just say, Lord, show me. And then I get the first thing, the next thing, the next thing. I could never reproduce any of the books. It's basically a download, and it's all him.
Jonathan gave Fidel Castro a prophetic object and message that pinpointed the exact year, exact day, exact hour his reign would come to an end. Rabbi, explain.
Yeah, this is how the Josiah Manifesto opens up, and it's the first puzzle piece. It affects us. Basically, I'll just say a quick nutshell. I gave him an object and a message that had to do with God's ancient jubilee. And the jubilee is that 50th year when God reverses everything, undoes everything, for it could be a blessing or it could be a judgment. And so the object I gave him was linked to that. His reign would come to an end in his 50th year, not just the 50th year of his rising, but the 50th day of the 50th year at the exact hour, all to the Jubilee. That is beyond from Leviticus. It actually determined the rise and fall of Fidel Castro. And this mystery has to do with America. And now,
Jonathan discovered this same supernatural phenomenon was behind the pandemic. Rabbi, what did you uncover?
Yeah. The Bible says that if you harm children, it's going to come back to you. And the year of the Jubilee, remember, you know, if you took somebody's land, it gets taken from you. That's the other side of it.
So that's the judgment.
Yeah, that's the judgment side of it. So America actually began abortion on demand in the year 1970. And so what happens if you go to the Jubilee? What year is that? That's 2020. The year of the plague.
2020 and 50 is 70.
70, yeah, and the thing is that, so that's exactly, so we took life, and then a plague comes upon us, and it takes life. But it goes deeper, Sid, because the exact day, abortion came to the continent through New York, and the day that bill was introduced that would change America was January 20th, 1970. Go 50 years forward, January 20th, 2020, is the day that the plague entered America. Patient zero, 50 years to the exact date. And here's another one, if you remember in March.
Excuse me, I want to make this clear. Child sacrifice was going on in Israel. They sacrificed to false gods. What do you think is going on with most of the abortions in America? It's child sacrifice to the God of pleasure.
And God says it comes back. That's a law. And so remember when COVID basically shut down America? It was the middle of March. President went on the air. We were quarantined. Everything went into lockdown. It was called the day that changed everything. It was March 11th, 2020. Now, the thing is, if you go back 50 years, you find, did anything happen? March 11th, 1970 was the exact day that abortion on demand began on American soil. It was 50 years to the day again when the plague fell on America. Here's another thing. What is the capital of abortion in America? New York. Where did the plague center when it came on? It centered on New York. And there was one milestone day in the plague when New York surpassed every other nation in the world for the plague. And the milestone was April 10th. April 10th was 50 years to the day when New York legalized abortion. I mean, you cannot make this up. You cannot, only the hand of God here. Not only that, it's that where did abortion spread in America? It was through New York. In the first 3 years, up until Roe versus Wade, most abortions were done in New York. Well, you know what? They just discovered this, Sid. The plague spread more than any other place was from New York. The virus had the markers, the DNA markers that go to New York. But there was one other gate. That's the Eastern Gate. The Western Gate, abortion also came into America that year, 1970, through Washington State. You know where the plague came? The other one was Washington State. Same gate, patient zero. So whoever got COVID, you had the markers of the two gates where abortion came to America. I mean, it's exactly minute. You said that before. It's minute and it's exact. The hand of God.
If that was all there was, it had to be beyond coincidence. But Jonathan has found the whole Bible is filled with these patterns, which proves, although it was written by different people in different generations, in different countries, one mind was behind these good Jewish secretaries that took perfect dictation from Hashem, from God. Could an ancient calendar lie behind recent catastrophic events? I'm down to the exact second. Next.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
The Josiah Manifesto is, I believe, the most important thing I could share. It's a mystery that is so big, it encompasses everything. Even mysteries that I've written about in the past that are now coming home altogether, they're all converging. This is the reality of God, the mystery, the stunning mysteries behind our world. What's happened in recent times that have changed our lives? The hand of the God of the Bible. It'll all be revealed in the Josiah Manifesto.
Return to It's Supernatural.
Rabbi Jonathan discovered a connection between recent catastrophic events, the biblical feasts, and an ordinance given to ancient Israel by God on Mount Sinai. Explain, Jonathan.
Yeah, the year of those shakings, and I will say one thing, in that 3 year period when abortion first came to America, up till Roe versus Wade, it was 3 years, 1.3 million children were killed. Mm. In the 3 years of the plague that happened, COVID, 50 years later, how many Americans? 1.3 million, the exact same. And you remember, Sid, that year of shaking, behind every shaking of that year was an actual ancient Hebrew holy day from God's appointed calendar. I won't go into what's in the book right now, but to say this, behind the plague, there is an ancient Hebrew holy day that was behind the plague. Remember the riots and the
fire? Is that why God says to observe these holy days forever? It's not legalism for a believer. It's that you have to. There's revelation. There's a portal to heaven, literally, on these holy days.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, he's the God of everything. So when he comes up with something, it's gonna tell you something. So actually, so the first one was linked to the plague, this first Hebrew holiday in the spring. Second shaking was when the riots and the fires and the rages behind that was the second Hebrew holiday. Actually, it determined the exact day when it started. I'm holding back on some of it because we're gonna do more. But the other thing was, and then, you know, one of the other days, and everything went in order, is the Feast of Trumpets. You know, Feast of Trumpets is when you turn to God. You're supposed to turn back, repentance and all that. Well, do you know on that was the day that the Supreme Court was altered and a Supreme Court justice passed from the earth, which opened the door for the overturning of abortion on the Day of Trumpets. That's when it happened.
And by the way, she happened to be Jewish.
Yeah, yeah, and it happened. Listen, Sid, the mysteries, some of the mysteries in the Josiah Manifesto, even what happened on January 6th on Capitol Hill and Trump is actually the templates in the Bible. Actually, and I wrote of it, I spoke of it with you years ago. So, I mean, it's everything, Sid. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Rabbi Jonathan actually witnessed firsthand a supernatural convergence that is connected to the changing of American history. Rabbi, describe what we saw.
This was in the midst of that year, I was led with a great man of God to come together and call for a day of prayer, National Day of Prayer and Repentance, and on the National Mall and Sacred Assembly. And we met there and we prayed, called the return. And so we're doing that, we're praying about, okay. The thing is, we had no idea, Sid, that I had no idea until we were just about there, that there's actually a day on the Hebrew calendar that's called Shabbat Shuvah, which means the day of the return. You know, and so the day of the return, God had it on the day of the return, which is about a nation praying. It says, you know, Joel, pray for revival. You know, pray for repentance. We prayed for the ending of this sin. Well, on that same day, Sid, you know, that is the, it actually could be translated as the day of turning, to turn a nation. And that same day, Trump, that was the day he chose to nominate the last Supreme Court justice who would, that vote would overturn abortion. That day, he nominated Amy Barrett. And the thing is, there's a mystery with that linked to the Child of the Nile, which is in the book. But that was the day that set in motion the overturning of abortion, that nomination, that third vote. So on the same day, we're praying for return. The day that God appointed for the turning, now, of a nation, it actually started turning. But the thing was, I was led at the end part, to say, we're all going to join together, seal it all with the sound of God's power, the sound of the shofar.
I actually was watching that
really?
On television, and I was surprised at the number of people you had there that knew how to blow the shofar.
Yeah, well, it's good that they did. And then so when you hear the shout, and all there was thousands, tens of thousands of people say, shout like Jericho. So I said, we're sealing it. Let the power of God go forth. I said, go. Okay, the moment was 5 o'clock, 4 minutes and 33 seconds. At that same instant, on the White House lawn, President Trump opens his mouth and the beginning of the overturning of abortion begins 5 o'clock, 4 minutes and 33 seconds to the exact same second. The history of America pivoted on God's day called the Day of Turning to the hour, to the minute, to the exact second. That's how precise God is. God, you want to know that the God of the Bible is real? Literally, our history has been altered by him, by his hand, with his fingerprints.
And the word turning really is what someone should do when they're involved in sin. It means repentance. That was the day.
Yeah, and that's when God says, I'll bring blessing, I'll bring revival, I'll bring that. And so that was the first thing. So God showed his hand. And I'll show another thing. You know, Sid, you know, what's the name of our president? I mean, the president who was, it's Trump. What does Trump mean in English? It means trumpet. So here, listen, this is the jubilee of abortion, okay? We're sounding the trumpets. I said, go, let the trumpets sound, and then on the White House, the Trump sounds. And on the day, and what happens? It overturns. When the Trump sounds in the year of jubilee, it brings a turning to restoration, and that's where it all began. The God of Israel, the God of the Bible, is alive and well, and he has changed, he has actually altered our lives.
I'll tell you, if that was all there was, it would have been enough. But it's revelation after revelation. And actually, you told me, once someone uncovers these revelations that you talk about in the book from the Bible that are irrefutable, and you'll see when you read it for yourself, they then are all put together. Explain that.
Yeah, it's all going to converge. Like just like all these mysteries start converging on this one moment, it's actually going to converge. I've never had a book like this. It's going to converge that presents a key that's going to open up the ultimate mystery, which is actually the guide to the end times. And I believe this is from God, that is for now, and it's for what is yet ahead. How are we going to live? How do we survive? How do we prevail? All the purpose, God, just as real as this was with God, I believe just as real, God has given us a key and an answer, which comes from the Bible, of course, but it's actually going to give us the key. That's why it's called the Josiah Manifesto, because they have a whole part, which is, how do you live now? Is God actually giving us the key how to overcome in the days ahead?
Could all of these things reveal an ancient blueprint from God, a GPS, if you will, for the end times, and what you must know and must do in light of what you'll find out lies ahead next?
Right back to It's Supernatural.
I'm going to tell you about one of the most unique, exclusive, prophetic things that I believe you're not going to want to miss, and that you can't get in any store, not on Amazon or anywhere. The Josiah Manifesto Uncensored. This is the only source of the uncensored material. With 8 one-hour DVDs, I'm going to be sharing with you the deep revelations of God I can't share elsewhere, and not only the deeper revelations of the mysteries in the book, but I'm going to open up entirely other mysteries. And you're not only going to read of the mysteries, you're going to actually see them unfold before your eyes. You're going to see prophetic manifestations, even that of an ancient god or spirit, on the streets of New York City. You're going to actually see the event, the prophetic moment that altered the course of history of America, and much, much more. And I'm going to be sharing what you need to know to be prepared, to stand, to survive, to prevail in the days ahead, in the last days, and in all that is yet to come.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Jonathan, what is the mystery of the broken altar?
Well, the thing is, Sid, I remember when I heard the news that Roe v. Wade was overturned, and I was in the airport, and I looked at my cell phone, and a scripture popped up that I did not ask for. It just popped up, and it was from Psalm 106, and it talks about when Israel turned away from God, they offered up their children. It talks about a plague that came on them until one man named Phinehas took an action, righteous action, and the plague subsided. Well, I wonder, now, if the Supreme Court did that, could there be something like that? And the thing is this. When the Supreme Court actually voted on this and actually started writing the decision that would overturn it, it wasn't in June. It was actually at the end of 2021 when they voted. And in January, Judge Alito is working on the decision that's going to overturn abortion. And he released it to the court in the beginning of February. Well, here's the thing, Sid. At that same time, the plague was actually at its peak. It was actually, at that time, it was 3 times higher than it had ever been of infections. And then when he worked on this thing, when the thing was finished, you know what happened, Sid? The rate of the plague plunged that within a few weeks, it was 1/8, and it never came back. It was actually the week that the Supreme Court began rolling back abortion, the sin, and the plague subsided. And you know what? People don't know this. It actually, you know what his name? Samuel Alito. Samuel means in the Bible. People have been praying for years, and this. It means God has heard. God has heard. And here's another thing with this, is actually the Jubilee of Roe versus Wade began on January 22nd, the 50th year, 2022, and it went till January 22nd, 2023. On the exact day that it began, the CDC records that the death rate of the plague reached its highest and then all of a sudden plunged again and it was gone. It happened at the exact day of the Jubilee of Roe versus Wade. Now the thing is this is something so crucial, because what does this have to do with the broken altar? And if you look at the book, the cover, you're going to see the broken altar. There was no altar in America that was so brazen as that of abortion. We killed 60 million children. And so what happened on that day is God began to crack it open. And what is that a sign of? In the Bible, that's a sign of revival. You see, in ancient times, when there was revival, it wasn't a tent meeting. They broke the altars of the gods. And I got to tell you something, if it's okay, it's kind of a secret, but when I was last here and I finished The Return of the Gods, okay, and when I was working on The Return of the Gods, one of my associates came to me and said, I was woken up in the middle of the night and I had a vision and a word, and Jonathan, I got to tell you what it is. And he never did this before. He said, I see you bringing forth a word to these altars of the gods, and then all of a sudden when you did, the altar cracked open and the spirits went out and revived. There was a spirit come upon. Now, so the thing is, the day that I finished The Return of the Gods, that was the day that the Supreme Court overturned abortion. That day, the altar was cracked open. God's saying, this is a broken altar. Now, this is so crucial. I want everybody to hear this. This, I believe, is all coming together. This is the moment we're in. The broken altar is either, it's about a nation that has fallen from God. It can head to judgment or it can head to revival. And there can be revival or there can be both. That's where we are right now. Is this, God is giving us a chance. And this is ultimately about revival. And that's what we have to pray for. That's why, and the other thing is, which biblical character is linked to a broken altar? It's Josiah. Josiah was born when a nation was heading to judgment, but that one person with the Spirit of God actually turned the nation back. He turned the nation back to God, the revival. And that's what opens the door to the revelation of the Josiah Manifesto, that in this one man and what God did at that moment is actually the key for us, what we need to do for now, the end times, and for such a time as this, to prevail and overcome.
That begs the question. Now, what does all of this have to do with Josiah,
yeah,
the last days,
yeah,
and the blueprint for,
yeah,
the end times?
Yeah, Josiah was actually lived in the last days of Israel. There was actually judgment coming. And one of the things is that we are living in the last days, and we are also living at a time when we're watching apostasy and it's crazy and all that. You know, last time I was with you, Sid, you know, when we were opening up the Return of the Gods, it's like, okay, but what's the answer? The Lord let me say, you got to give them the answer. The answer is here. And so there, we actually can prevail. You know, we said this before, but one of the things about Josiah is these were dark times, but he was radical for God. God is calling us to be radical. The last 100 pages of the book are the keys and the secrets and what we need to know, the guide for this hour and this day. What do we need to know? And one of the things, you know, one of the sections is called Against the Flow. Another one is called Separation and Resistance. Another one's called The Powers, because it's about the powers, secrets of the powers God's given us. Another one is called The Agents of Heaven on Earth. God has called us not to be on the defensive now. This is our hour. This is a biblical hour. Many people in your audience have been praying, I wish I lived in Bible times. Congratulations. You're in Bible times now. This is what it's about. And so we have the key and the secret to live radically for God. And so this is what God, then I said, God, give me the answer. Give me for the people, because they need. And that's what this all is leading to. The same God who did all these things is saying there is an answer, there is a way, and there is a way to overcome. And this could be the greatest hour. You know, we talk about glory and talk about revival. You know, this couldn't be that. There's darkness, but there's also light. People think the end times is just darkness. It's not just darkness. It's darkness, but the darkness brings out the lights of God. And so those who stand for God are going to be the brightest they have ever been, if they stand for God. But this is an hour to be radical. And that's, Josiah was radical for God. And Josiah broke the altars of man. And Josiah was led by the Spirit of God. And God has this plan for us for this hour, for such a time as this.
And you know what's interesting? It's not one or two men or women. It is whosoever is hungry for God. I believe God is giving mercy to our nation. There are too many young people and even older people that don't know God. This is your moment to know God. The choice is not God's. He's chosen you. If you repent, you tell God you're sorry for everything you've ever done wrong and believe the blood of Jesus washes away every sin. And believe with all of your heart, to the best of your ability, that Jesus saves you from your sins.
Yes.
And say out with your mouth, I make Jesus my Lord. Jesus, come and live inside of me. welcome to the Glory Team. This is your finest hour.
Call to get Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's brand new revelatory book, The Josiah Manifesto, plus his exclusive 8-part DVD video series, The Josiah Manifesto Uncensored. After delivering 7 explosive New York Times bestsellers, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn unveils his latest book alongside his exclusive 8-part DVD video series. Building on the impact of his previous hits, this new release introduces something special: The Blueprint, The Answer, The Manifesto.
The Josiah Manifesto opens up the stunning mysteries that lie behind the dramatic events of recent times that have changed our world and the message hidden within them with regard to the future.
Could these mysteries go all the way back to ancient times, to the biblical feasts in ancient Israel, to a broken altar, to the destruction of a pagan temple, to the reign of King Josiah? Through this book and exclusive 8-part DVD video series, you will be taken on a prophetic journey from a Caribbean island to Washington, D.C., to the ancient Valley of Hinnom, to the Supreme Court, to a desert mountain, to an ancient Middle East temple, to the gates of America, to uncover an ancient puzzle that lies behind the events that have altered our lives. What are these mysteries, and what exactly do they have to do with us? Is it possible that they are impacting the modern world and specifically America? Did they forewarn of a catastrophic event that shook America and the modern world? Was an altar to an ancient god actually built on the streets of Washington, D.C.? What is the mystery of days? The return, the Josiah moment, who is the child of the Nile, the modern Jehu, and where is this heading?
All these things converge with a biblical sign of the broken altar. And that sign not only tells us where we are, but where we are heading. And all these things point to what I call the Josiah moment. And this goes back to the ancient king that actually holds the key about where we are and what we need to do, what you need to do. Now and in the days ahead and what's coming and the end times. That's why it is so crucial that I knew I had to write this book for such a time as this. The end times are not just darkness, it's also light. And it's not just the power of evil, it's the power of good. And we have to live in that power. And how do we do that? How do we live victoriously now when everything's going on? How do we live the way God called us to live for this hour, for the last days? Because God doesn't want us fearing. He wants us to prevail. And there's a secret and there's a key to this that is opened up at the very end of the revelation. I believe it's a blueprint from God that really opens up the key to the end times in the Josiah Manifesto.
Don't miss out on this. Call or go online to get Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's exclusive offer, which includes his brand new revelatory book, The Josiah Manifesto, plus his exclusive 8-part DVD video series, The Josiah Manifesto Uncensored. It includes the full revelation. You can't get this anywhere else. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9951 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.